From Strictly VC, October 22, 2019, SoftBank founder Masayoshi Son vowed tonight to double down on its investment in WeWork as he confirmed plans for a $9.50 billion rescue package that will provide up to $1.70 billion to WeWork co-founder Adam Neumann in exchange for cutting most ties with the compat, NY, and will give SoftBank an 80% stake in the business. In a statement tonight in New York, SoftBank said it would accelerate WeWork's path to profitability and positive free cash flow. More here in the Financial Times. 46 attorneys general have joined a New York-led antitrust investigation of Facebook, officials announced this morning, raising the stakes in a sweeping bipartisan probe that could result in massive changes to the company's business practices. The Washington Post has more here. Limited partners or LPs, the pension funds, the university endowments, the family offices that largely provide venture firms with their spending money are receiving a lot of attention from venture capitalists, some of it unwanted. VCs have begun knocking down their doors with requests for fresh capital commitments so they'll have money to invest if the market cools down. The problem is many of these LPs are already overallocated. LPs traditionally invest in many asset classes, such as public equities, and they allocate a small percentage of their portfolio to venture capital. Suddenly, they're finding they've forked over more than they'd intended to VCs. There are several reasons for this situation. First, VCs are returning to them ever faster for more capital, sometimes in less than 2 years' time, because they are investing at such a furious pace. Compounding the problem, not all LPs have received returns from their VC investments that they can recycle into new venture capital allocations. In some cases, this capital is still tied up in startups that are raising much more money than in the past and staying private longer. We have some large exposures to blue chip names where IPOs have been rumored to be coming for a long time already, and now it's maybe 2021, maybe 2022, says one manager who asked not to be named. In other cases where startups have gone public, falling prices have prompted VCs to hang onto their shares instead of distribute them. The result is that LPs are having to cut back on the number of managers they can fund, and that could mean bad news for venture capitalists and startups alike. These LPs don't have much choice. As the LP explains it, "We have a pretty structured allocation process, and we're really trying to be creative," she says. One venture manager who reappeared too quickly for more money was easy to walk away from, says this person. Others were having to do financial backflips for them to remain strong partners. Either way, this LP adds, "We can't add any new relationships right now," meaning new venture teams in particular are out of luck. When VCs shorten their fundraising cycle by 9 months to a year, you can only squeeze the balloon so much. SoftBank's $100 billion Vision Fund is one big reason LPs find themselves in their current predicament. From the moment SoftBank began waving money around several years ago, it launched a vicious cycle. Then SoftBank entered the picture in a big way, and it was like a 16Zia on steroids. Blueground, a six-year-old, New York-based startup providing turnkey flexible rental apartments, has raised $50 million in Series B funding, roughly 6 months after raising $20 million in Series A fundy. NG, according to Chris Duvos, whose investment firm, Ahoy Capital, owns stakes in such venture funds as True Ventures and First Round Capital. When Andreessen Horowitz hit the scene a decade ago, they changed the tempo of investing and everyone got more aggressive in their deal-making as a response. WestCap Investment Partners and Prime Ventures co-led the round. Mar here. Databricks, a six-year-old, San Francisco-based SaaS business that's built on top of a bunch of open-source tools, has raised a massive $400 million in Series F funding at a post-money valuation of $6.20 billion valuation. Today's funding brings the total raised to almost a $900 million. Andreessen Horowitz led the round with new investors BlackRock, T. Rowe Price Associates, and Tiger Global Management also participating. TechCrunch has more here. IonQ, a four-year-old, College Park, MD-based startup that uses charged particles suspended in a vacuum as the basis for its hardware, has raised $55 million in funding. Samsung and Mubadala Capital co-led the round, joined by Amazon, GV, and New Enterprise Associates. Aurora Insight, a three-year-old, Washington, D.C.-based startup that provides a dynamic global map of wireless connectivity that it built and monitors in real time using AI combined with data from sensors on satellites, vehicles, buildings, aircraft, and other objects, has raised $18 million. On in Series of funding, Fortune has more here. Also, Bluey Partners and True Ventures co-led the round, joined by Tippett Venture Partners, Rise of the Rest Seed Fund, Promise Ventures, Alumni Ventures Group, Value Stream Ventures, and Intellect business partners. TechCrunch has more here. Benevity, an 11-year-old, Calgary, Alberta-based company that makes corporate social responsibility and employee engagement software, has raised $30.50 million in Series C funding from General Atlantic and JMI Equity. More here. EVConnect, a 10-year-old, LA-based company that sells software to manage electric vehicle charging, has raised $12 million in a Series B round led by Mitsui & Co. and Ecosystem Integrity Fund. The company has raised $25 million to date. TechCrunch has more here. Octave, a year-old, San Francisco-based tech-based behavioral health practice, has raised $11 million in Series A funding led by Greycroft, with participation from Obvious Ventures and earlier backers. The company has raised at least $14 million to date. Crunchbase News has more here. Signal AI, a 6-year-old, London-based business intelligence and media monitoring startup, has raised $25 million in Series C funding. Redline Capital led the round, joined by MMC Ventures, GMG Ventures, and Hearst Ventures. TechCrunch has more here. Allwork, a 3.5-year-old, New York-based on-demand work platform that's targeting large enterprise customers in need of temporary workers, has raised $3.80 million in seed funding from Great Oaks, Lightspeed Scout Fund, The Fund, Fernbrook, Smart Hub, and numerous angel investors. More here. Beam, a year-old Boston-based CBD company that's marketing its branded oils, protein bars, and a salve to athletes who may be looking for alternatives to chemically derived pain relievers and anti-inflammatories, has raised $5 million in seed funding led by Obvious Ventures. TechCrunch has more here. Intrepid Bio, a newly launched San Diego-based biotech focused on modulating innate immune systems, has raised $9.50 million from Sofinnova and Canon Partners. Fierce Biotech has more here. Lab Genius, a 7-year-old, London-based startup that's applying AI and robotic automation to protein drug discovery, has raised $10 million in Series A funding. The round was led by Lux Capital and Obvious Ventures, with participation from Felicis Ventures, Innovia Capital, Air Street Capital, and earlier investors, along with numerous notable individuals. TechCrunch has more here. Margin Edge, a 4-year-old, Falls Church, Va-based maker of restaurant management software, has raised $5 million in Series A funding led by Osage Venture Partners, with participation from Good Company. Mar here. Medinas, a 2-year-old Berkeley, Ca-based company that helps healthcare organizations resell their surplus medical equipment and supplies, has raised $5 million in seed funding led by NFX. Additional investors in the round include Precursor Ventures, Sound Ventures, FJ Labs, and Brian Frist of HCA Healthcare's founding family. Crunchbase News has more here. MediView XR, a 2-year-old, Clev,